even though an analysis from the Atlantic City shows both New York City and Washington, D.C. have considerably more city plows per square mile, Mayor Michael Nutter says Philadelphia does well with what it has.
We have a bunch of equipment. We look at the city in terms of how much snow we get. We generally make our plans based on five-year averages. You know, this kind of storm happens once every 30 years.
The report says New York has nearly three times as many plows, and Washington, which receives less snow than Philly, has nearly 40% more plows. Nutter says Philadelphia put everything it had at its disposal out to clear the latest batch of snow.
At the height of the storm, the streets department had 375 pieces of equipment out on the streets during the course of the storm, with 700 personnel.
That total includes 104 private contractors that use dump trucks, front-end loaders, and other equipment for smaller city streets. But 24 hours after the storm began, the tertiary streets, which comprise about 20% of Philadelphia, had not been plowed. Streets Commissioner David Perry says they have issues with hilly neighborhoods, such as Chestnut Hill and Manayunk. Unlike PennDOT, which uses special ice melters that work even when the temperature is in the single digits, Perry says Philadelphia still uses regular salt.
There's several different products out there, including calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, and even a product that uses beet juice. They're all effective in lowering the freezing point of water. Currently, we do not use calcium chloride as part of our treatment operation. We use sodium chloride.
Even once the streets are clear, parking can be a major headache in Philadelphia in the wake of a snowstorm. The police department tweeted out a warning that when you dig out your car, leave the space clear. Quote, just say no to lawn chair, orange cone, and trash can, with the hashtag no savesies. Mayor Nutter put it this way.
Be smart, be nice, and don't be a jerk. There is no rule, regulation, or law that says that just because you dug out a space, it's yours.
With the forecast calling for chilly temperatures for the next 2 weeks, drivers could be competing for those shoveled out spots for a long time. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.